Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Aerosmith bringing us back to 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gretchen McCracken is our guest, our good friend, great Brain Trust member now for a long time, co-founder, senior partner with Golden Key Group. And she is here talking to us about her business and how things have been going. And Gretchen, congratulations again on growing your business in, what, 14 years now?
14 years.
14 years now, growing your business to from zero to almost 150 employees in that period of time. What was that like? What's that been like? How do you you remember those days when you when you could put everybody inside of a Volkswagen?
Well, we worked in our basement. So, like everyone else, started at the table.
Me too. Me too. And now you got all these folks. What's it like?
It's different. There's parts of it that are the same because most of my original staff are still with me.
That's great.
You know, my number one employee, my very first hired employee is still with me.
Is that right? That's great. What a story.
You know, my third, my fourth, my fifth, my sixth, they're all still with us. We are blessed that we have the retention rate that we have with our employees. They come, they stay. We have a waiting list to get in, and which is a good position to be in because we know we're getting quality people because they're all referred from one another. And so we have an excellent group of people. But one of the things that's interesting now where we see a little bit of a change is we've topped out this past year we went over $20 million in revenue. Which is a milestone for us.
Congratulations.
And we're looking to continue to go. But it sets up a different environment for us because when you hit that level, it's a different group of people that start you out. When you're in a small business, and most small business owners recognize this somewhere along the line, when you're going from zero to $10 million, or zero to 100 employees, it's one group of people that lead you. When you get to the next level, it's another group. And when you get to the level where we're going, where you take two different paths, and one is we're going to go from 20 million to 50 million, 50 million to 75.
Well, the truth is, you really, in the marketplace, you really don't have an option of staying at 20 million.
No, right? I don't have an option.
You either green and growing or ripe and rotten, right?
Yeah, that's right. And in ours, the opportunity to grow is just
and so
everywhere.
You've got to do it,
you have to.
But every time you get to this level, the 10 million, 20 million, 50 million, that's another management operational plateau
and it adds a level of complexity to the organization.
Yeah.
And so we're at that stage right now. We're in one of those stages where I'm bringing in new senior leadership right now. We're making some changes.
Are you having as much fun now as you did when everybody was in the basement?
Yes and no. I am having as much fun as we did before. It's a different kind of fun. Before it was just kind of we were finding our way.
Right.
And so we were making it. Even if we made a mistake, we still managed to come out on the right side. The fun that I'm having now is because I'm involved and I oversee all the strategy and the strategic execution for the organization is the strategy games that go on now at the level that I'm at. The chess match that goes on right now. And I tell people it's like playing a three-dimensional chess match and watching all of the different levels of strategy that you have to think through. In an instant sometimes when you're in a conversation, you know, with a deputy secretary or an assistant secretary in an agency, and you have to come up with the right answer while you're sitting there. And so it's a different type of fun for me now to analyze and strategically grow the company now. And, you know, when we were smaller, you could pretty much go after, you would try and go after just about anything to get work so you could so you could grow, so you could get some past performance.
Now you've got to be more
strategic. Now you're very strategic.
You got to turn things down. And so, all right, I want to change the subject because you promised me some breaking news today.
So
the government government is changing the way it does business a little bit, isn't it?
It's changing the way it's doing HR business, mm-hmm. for sure. And I believe that we're going to see some following of it. The government is finally embracing shared service operations. Now,
That's the technical term, isn't it?
Yeah, shared service operations. And shared service operations is not new to the commercial world. It's not new for us. We've been doing it for 15, 20 years. Mm-hmm. But it is new for the government. And it's a harder concept for the government to embrace. And part and parcel of the reason of that is because when you think about how the government is structured, and people can appreciate this and get frustrated by it at the same time. So if you have an organization, I'll take one like a simple one, and it's one that people could easily identify with. If you take the Department of Commerce, there's multiple bureaus inside of Commerce. So you would have organizations like the Census Bureau, NOAA, USPTO, mm-hmm. NIST, which is the National Institute of Standards. Each one of them is its own entity,
right.
inside of Commerce. Well, each one of them does its own HR,
mm-hmm.
its own finance,
ah.
its own acquisitions, mm-hmm. its own IT functions. And then within each one of them, they get broken down into subgroups, and they each have their own HR. And
mm-hmm.
so you see the redundancy, and you
mm-hmm.
see the convolution.
Is a shared services going to smooth all that out?
Hopefully.
But that's where you guys come in.
Yes. Yes.
And so next time you're on the show, you're gonna bring us some new breaking news,
yep.
and talk about how you're dealing with that.
That's
I'm glad you're on the job on that, Gretchen.
So,
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Good job. Gretchen McCracken, ladies and gentlemen. Website quickly.
www.goldenkeygroup.com.
Goldenkeygroup.com, folks, check that out. That's all about how to do business with the government. Quick break, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.